here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please, but it's a different one at the same time. Wow.
It's the same but different.
Yeah, because Daffodil finally figured out a way to put all the electronics into the golf cart, and we're here, I don't know, we drove like...
We're in a meadow.
Yeah, we're in a meadow, and we drove like how far? What was it, like 10 minutes at the most?
Something like that.
Yeah, away from the bunker, and it's a meadow. It's very quiet. A lot of birds around and bugs and everything else. I'm not going to like that, right? Bugs?
No, you don't like bugs. And
yeah.
I needed to bring an extra box of tissues because my allergies are just crazy out here in this wilderness.
I know. But, we're here. We're down. The golf cart's right next to us, just to give you a picture of what's going on.
And we have a big blanket. And we have all kinds of food.
The picnic
basket.
We're
having a picnic.
Yes. So
we brought our picnic basket.
It's a very nice day, very sunny day. And we're going to play some keys, too, to go with it, with our food. So, We're actually not just keys. We're focusing on food songs today because it seemed to be rather appropriate.
I thought it was a good plan.
Yes, yes, yes. We've got pizza. We've got pawpaws, also known as potatoes, onions, cabbage. And we'll tell you what happens when you eat it all to your stomach.
Yes.
But we're starting off. We're going to a luau now. We've got Alvin Kiwalani and his Royal Hawaiians with the laughing song shortly, but we're starting off with Alvin again and Maui Chimes right here on
It's Cheese Please.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
With Alvin Kiolani and his Royal Hawaiians and Tuhu Wahoo Hi, also known as the Laughing Song.
Now I want to roast a pig. And yeah. have a traditional Hawaiian luau.
Yeah, but you brought some pineapple, didn't you?
We do have pineapple.
Oh, well.
Because you said there would be Hawaiian music, so I brought some pineapple. Because I wasn't bringing the poi, because that stuff just looks like wallpaper paste in a bowl.
Oh, yeah. You off the air, you read what's in it. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, basically wallpaper paste in a bowl.
Ooh. I was thinking something a little more gross, but yeah, okay. And before that, we had Maui Chimes and Alvin Kiolani and his Royal Hawaiians. Put you in the mood for food here on Cheese Please. My name is Starfish.
And I'm Daffodil, and because we're having a picnic, all of our songs are also going to be about food.
Yes. Did you notice by the end of the thing we're sitting on, the blanket, that there's a rather long line of ants there?
Yeah, they're all patiently waiting for food. It's kind of funny.
What do you mean patiently waiting for food?
I'm trying to make people think that we're not being invaded by ants.
Oh.
Because being invaded by ants is awful.
Okay, let's work on the ant problem while we play songs. We've got Susan Christie coming up shortly in this set, but we're starting off with Buy the Cabbage. I think that's what they're saying.
Okay.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
Round. Only song that I can sing is Buy Them Cabbage Down. 18 pounds of meat here and biscuits for to sell. Can't wait till I get home, that cabbage tastes so swell. Buy Them Cabbage Down, boys, turn the pancakes round. Only song that I can sing is Buy Them Cabbage Down. Down to town, boys, get me a sack of flour. I put it in the frying pan, cook it in the round. Buy them cabbage down, boys, turn them pancakes round. On the song that I can sing is buy them cabbage down. Buy them cabbage down, boys, turn them whole cakes round.
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese Please.
Under logs, but is always jumping on my head, but I love onions.
Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha. Onions, onions, la la la. Onions, onions, ha ha ha.
I don't like rain or snow.
Oh, that's interesting. I love onions, Susie, also known as Susan Christie. Before that, we had, I think it said, By the Cabbage.
Sort of did.
Fiona Jameson, Alex Campbell, Joe Locker, and the Children's Hour Singers all together on a record with stories and songs about food.
Which was kind of helpful when we wanted to do a show about food to go with our picnic.
Excellent. Exactly. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and I solved the ant problem by putting some sugar along the edge of the blanket. So they're all
Thank
busy
you.
With the sugar instead of getting into the rest of our food.
Mm. Mm.
And, of course, you have to wait when we're on the air to actually eat.
Yeah.
Are you that hungry?
Yes. Mm.
What are you eating?
Sandwich.
Well, I did make sandwiches.
Mm.
I made sandwiches, and we have fruit, and we have salad, and we have brownies for dessert.
And where's the fried chicken?
I left the fried chicken behind.
Why?
Because I wasn't... Oh. I was worried I wouldn't be able to keep it cold. I couldn't have it hot, and I don't really like it cold.
Okay.
It's not really picnic food to me. A lot of people like fried chicken for picnics, but I've never been a fried chicken at a picnic kind of girl.
Fair enough. Okay, let's get back to the music. We've got Way Down Yonder in the Pawpaw Patch. Talking about potatoes.
Which is that same group we just had. Yes. Fiona Jameson, Alex Campbell, Joe Locker, and the Children's Hour Singers.
But we're starting it off with one of your favorites.
Well, it's a food show. How could we have a food show and not play the Pizza That Ate Chicago from Snoopy's Classics on Toys?
You brought pizza, right?
No.
Oh, well, okay. We'll just play it right here on...
Cheese, Please!
One morning in Chicago where the wind comes off the lake. A slow and sleepy pizza man had a pizza pie to bake. He gathered his ingredients and quickly rolled his dough. He twirled it and he tossed it. Holy cow, where did it go? The dough flew out the window and went flying down the street. And as it flew, it grew and grew. This spinning mass of flour acting like a hurricane. It kept on growing larger till it finally became the giant pizza.
Double cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovy!
That ate Chicago! The cheeses of Chicago all went flying off the shelves. They joined the giant pizza cause they could not help themselves. Tomatoes from the farm stands all discovered they could fly. They all went pop atop the giant pizza in the sky. The giant pizza.
Triple cheese.
The giant giant pizza.
No anchovies.
That ain't Chicago. The pizza cast a shadow that was miles and miles wide. The smell of pepperoni kept the citizens inside. The spitting crust descended till, as everybody feared, with the telltale whiff of garlic, all Chicago disappeared. The giant pizza,
triple cheese,
the giant pizza,
extra sausage,
the giant pizza,
no anchovies,
that ain't Chicago. Now when you order pizza and you start to salivate, just think of poor Chicago and its sad and tragic fate. When your guy twirls his pizza and he spins it in the air, if it comes back down, you're cool, but if it doesn't, then the giant pizza,
triple cheese,
the giant pizza,
extra sausage,
the giant pizza,
no anchovies,
that ain't Chicago. The giant pizza,
triple cheese,
the giant pizza,
extra sausage,
the giant pizza,
no anchovies,
that ain't Chicago.
Come on, boys, let's go find her. Come on, boys, let's go find her. Come on, boys, let's go find her. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Bobby, where oh, where is little Bobby? Where oh, where is little Bobby? Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Come on, boys, let's go find her. Come on, boys, let's go find her. Come on, boys, let's go find her. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Johnny, where oh, where is little Johnny? Where oh, where is little Johnny? Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Come on, girl, let's go find him. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Picking up pawpaws, put him in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put him in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put him in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
Geez, please, way down yonder in the pawpaw patch, and apparently,
they are not potatoes.
Yeah, you were telling me off air. Tell me more. I need to know
the
more.
The pawpaw,
yes,
is also called the American custard apple,
okay,
or the West Virginia banana.
Okay.
But it's neither an apple nor a banana.
Okay.
It's the largest native fruit of North America and grows throughout the Appalachian area.
Oh, well, there I go. I learned something new today. We don't have any pawpaw patches around here, though, do we?
No, we definitely do not. I would really like to try this at some point, I think. Pawpaw pulp may be eaten raw, made into ice cream, baked, or used as a pie filling.
Oh, all I see is, like, trees and meadows and grass, and unfortunately, the crow that took the rest of my sandwich.
I told you not to wave that around like that.
I'm sorry.
It's almost like you're saying, come and get it.
I just put it down just for a second and just to push the buttons. And the next thing I know, he comes down like, yeah, smiling at me. And all of a sudden, just took off with it.
He thought you were offering.
And before that, we had the pizza that ate Chicago with Snoopy's Classics on Toys. Sort of a classic song here on the show. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this week, it's also edible.
I am. We're on location, finally out about in the golf cart. Maybe the van next couple of weeks. Who knows? But right now, it's time for this.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And what happens when you eat all that food?
You have to wonder what's going on inside your belly.
Yes. Actually, this song was an Alka-Seltzer commercial in the 60s.
And it was so cool and catchy, they made a song out of it.
Yes, which hit top five in 1966. Enough talking, let's just play in the stomach. No matter what shape, your stomach's in. The T-Bones on...
Cheese, Please!
Hey, no matter what shape your stomach's in, that's still a great song. No matter what shape your stomach's in. T-Bones here on the show, our chart-topping cheesy this week. And I'm sure you can find the actual original video commercial on YouTube somewhere. Wow, that was quick. I'm enjoying my food here, despite the fact the crow grabbed
it. Yeah, and despite the fact that there's this bee that keeps buzzing around my head, and despite the fact that all of this green growing stuff and these flowers are making me sneeze and wheeze.
Yes. I think we better go back to the bunker and figure out our next trip.
Well, we have to finish the picnic first.
Well, that's fine.
We'll plan something that's not quite so outdoorsy next time.
Yes, that's an idea. Just maybe a diner or something. Hey, we've gone to laundromats, diners, flying saucers. You know, it's just standard run-of-the-mill.
We're well-traveled. It's for like, people with no money, we travel quite well.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing how that works. You know, it's the magic of radio, I guess. I don't know. Anyway,
here's a question.
What?
Yes, I know. We're at the end of the show.
Yes.
And now you have written down here that we're going to do a tube tune, but I don't think the tube is long enough to reach us here.
No, it isn't. I have to pick up the piece of paper and...
It's not nearly as much fun. I'm sorry.
Well, just hang on. I get caught up here. Okay, there we go. Now I can see what I'm playing. Oh, that's an appropriate song. It's My Backyard by McRae. We feel like we're in someone's backyard here on the show today.
Now, this isn't really a cheesy song.
Well, it's a good time.
It's an honestly good time song.
It starts off with kazoos. Think about
any song that starts off with kazoos is appropriate for our show.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week for more of those fun shenanigans.
Shining through my cherry tree, gold cap on top of the hedgerow, tulips just as proud as they can be. The sun's coming over my rooftop, sun shining on my neighbor's car. The shadow's 5 feet long now, look 20. I should be raking, but I haven't moved too far. Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was me? Settling in for the evening. The rabbits are nibbling on the grass. Gophers running around in the garden. Sun's going down. I hope it doesn't go too fast. Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was me? I would rather be in the evening hours. Why don't you come over and do nothing with me? We'll watch the sun go down. Watch the sun go down.
Wait a minute,
I got one
coming.
Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was me? Sun's coming down in my backyard. I'm waving to my neighbor across the street. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was? Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was? Mr. Dawn, don't you wish that you was me?
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.